I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Hemp, hops, and truffles. Sounds like the ingredients of a new craft beer, but those are actually three of the crops under study on a unique farm here in western North Carolina. It's a cloudy, rainy morning in August, and a small crowd is gathered on a farm in Waynesville. There are gardeners, farmers, and the curious. They are here to take a tour of the Mountain Research Station, one of 18 test farms in North Carolina run by the State Department of Agriculture.
And it's kind of a hidden treasure here. This is where we do research on a wide variety of crops, organic agriculture, and beef cattle at one of the prettiest research stations in our system.
That's Janine Davis, an extension specialist in the Department of Horticultural Science at North Carolina State University. She oversees the Alternative Crops and Organics program on the farm, which is what today's field trip is all about.
You know, this gives them an opportunity to actually see what we're doing in action.
And soon, we were in action, loading onto trams pulled by tractors and heading out to the fields. This 400-acre farm has a long history of testing growing methods and giving new crops a go. Crops like truffles. Yep, there's a truffle orchard here.
I would never think of North Carolina as a truffle state.
No, but it makes sense. We have a lot of vegetation. We have a lot of trees.
That's Donna Sapp, a master gardener from Fletcher.
Because if they can get it to produce, that's a great big money boon for the state.
The highly prized edible fungus sprouts from colonies laced about the roots of certain trees, in this case, hazelnut. The test orchard here has produced, but not reliably.
And does it look like a viable crop for this area?
Well, we do know that some people have successfully grown truffles, but it's not easy, which is why the truffles are so valuable. So we're trying to figure that out. Hopefully we can raise the success rate a little bit.
Next stop on the farm tour, another challenging crop, hops. The plant grows best in northern latitudes where summer days are longer. Work is underway to find just the right variety that will thrive here.
We're lucky to come here. We see if we're on the right track.
Jonathan Chase is a student at the University of Tennessee and a future farmer with an eye on hops. He says the research station has been an invaluable resource.
We've talked to Janine Davis many times, and we always try to get in touch with her just to hash ideas out with her.
And that's what this test farm is all about, figuring it out for the growers.
Well, what we like to do, what we say that we do with our agricultural research, is let us take the risks. Let us do that first. And I work really closely with the growers to identify what those issues are that they need looked at.
So obviously this is a very hot crop right now.
And the crop that was getting a lot of looks on this tour, industrial hemp.
So we have just legalized the production of industrial hemp in North Carolina. So this is the first year anyone could get a license to grow it. So of course, everyone wants to be a hemp grower, but we know next to nothing about what it takes to grow industrial hemp in North Carolina.
Which makes it a perfect project for the research station. Test plots were planted in June and researchers harvested seed in August, and Davis says it's looking good. From the Mountain Research Station in Waynesville, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.